Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome once again to Down on the Farm. And we are wrapping up the harvest season with one final harvest report. And I am pleased to be in the combine with Tim Cole. Good to see you, sir.
Well, good to see you, Dave.
You're just about ready to wrap up the 2025 season, it looks like.
Well, we're down here by Toyota, and that's usually about the last of what I have to do.
By WITY.
Yes, we're just in your back door.
We're going through a cornfield. I have noticed over the years, this is one of the fields that you do corn on corn. Now tell us why.
Well, we have a high zinc situation here, and I know that I tried beans one time, and I understand that the Emmerts tried beans here one time, and it's just a bad idea. So it's corn every year here. It does fairly well with very little yield reduction.
So how much prep work do you have to do for next year's crop?
Well, we usually just rip the ground up so that we can pull a soil finisher through the stalks, and if we get a chance, we'll put on some fertilizer, but probably wait till spring for anhydrous.
We were talking before going on the air with this report today. Back in the spring, you're one of the guys that still plants corn first and then beans. That's the way it used to be.
Well, I'm considered a little old-fashioned, I guess. I don't feel that old, but I still get nervous about not getting my corn in. It doesn't always work out well. I think this year the later corn and the earlier beans were a better yield, but I always want to make sure I get my corn in.
Well, we've seen a lot of changes in all the years in farming, and I know you've been at it a number of years.
Well, I have. It was the moldboard plow when I first started. Everybody flipped the corn stalks and they chiseled their bean stubble.
Did you have many delays last spring?
We had a few. We didn't have big rains, but we had a few delays. We still were able to get planted timely, more timely than some years, that's for sure.
Did you get most of it all wrapped up then by the middle of June?
Oh, we were done by June. The first 2 days of June, I think, was the tail end.
Then we got into the summer months and it turned hot and dry there, the latter part anyway, and we were waiting for the rains to come in August and September to help the bean crop, and it just didn't happen.
No, they did suffer. They were a lot shorter than usual, and the corn as well. The rains were very spotty.
When we were talking earlier, we were talking about how dusty it has been this fall.
Well, that southern leaf rust really made some black machinery. After we finally got an inch of rain, the dust washed off, but it was really a mess. It was really very irritating for your sinuses and for working inside the combine when necessary.
And then trying to get the beans done quickly because they were drying out so fast.
Oh yeah, there was some yield reduction from the bean loss and from the moisture content.
This was one of those rare years we just didn't have to worry about paying drying costs.
I think I only had about 100 acres that I had to have dried by the time I got my beans cut, then all the rest of the corn was below 15%.
When you got it started on the corn side of things, was any of it still running in the 20s at that time?
Only about 100 acres had to be dried.
So when you look at the bean yield overall, how does it compare from previous years for you? Were you about the same? Were you up this year a little bit or about the same?
It was just a little bit more than last year. Last year we got hurt pretty bad. We were in a dry area too. So I'd say we were maybe 5%, 8% higher than last year on beans.
I know when I talked to some of the other farmers this fall, the bean yields varied from field to field.
Well, I did have some really good beans. They were probably tied with my record yield. I'm on some very black ground down by Catlin. But the marginal ground, the rolling ground, it suffered.
And then when we look at the corn crop, overall, the numbers have been pretty good and higher than what guys expected.
For the lack of moisture and for the southern leaf rust, most of it turned out fairly well, except for just one variety that was really affected by the rust. And it was down probably at least 50 bushels an acre.
Is this a variety you've used in the past?
Yes, it's been my best yield for the last 3 years.
A guy going into the season doesn't really know what to expect sometimes.
Well, that's why my farm manager said that we plant multiple varieties. We never want to count on just one variety.
Absolutely. So as you think about 2026, any big changes you've got planned as far as your crop intentions, or you pretty much stay 50-50? In this case, with this field, I know you go corn on corn, but probably most of your rotation is 50-50.
We seem to do the best with that rotation. There's a bump in yield, and we're able to utilize that soybean nitrogen, which is very valuable these days.
The input costs have been a concern for guys for a long time.
Well, it's making it hard to make a profit.
As a farmer that's been at this a long time, I think you would agree that one of the hardest parts of farming is the marketing side.
Oh, it is. I won't profess to be any expert at that. I tend to go for broke too often, and it's worked out some years and some years it doesn't. But I think the storage rates and the charges are a big encouragement to stay marketed up.
When you look at your marketing, do you have a formula that you use, or you just kind of go by gut instinct?
Oh, I try to figure it out. That's why I'm wrong lots of times. I don't think anybody really has it figured out.
Well, of course, we've been waiting on China to buy beans for so long.
Well, we had a recent jump of, about $1 a bushel, I guess. They're going to get things straightened out, and I think some of those things need attended to.
When you look at farming as a whole, Tim, and you've been doing this a long time, what do you think is the greatest challenge that farmers face as a whole?
Well, I think the uncertainty. There's just nothing certain. You know, as you think that you're getting ahead in the farming game, costs go up so much that your profits from the year before don't even necessarily cover your expenses for the next year. I think it's important to not be too highly leveraged. A lot of people can't remember what we went through in the 80s, but it's a good lesson. I was a younger guy then, and it was a good economic lesson.
Yeah, you've got to watch your expenses. Debt is the key, isn't it?
It is. You know, I've been always told that if you want to be on top of things, you're a money lender, not a money borrower.
When you look at machinery today, how do you decide when it's time to replace something?
It's a tough call. The machinery has a high dollar cost. New machinery doesn't work for my operation. I just don't have enough land to justify new machinery. So I don't trade often. I try to get most of the good out of what I have, and I wait until I really have to have something to trade it off. I don't worry about paying a few taxes. That means you're making money.
When it comes time to switch out, let's say a combine, what's the final deciding factor for you?
Well, the age of the machine, the value of the machine, if it's going to become worth absolutely nothing, it's good to trade them off while they still have a little value. At a certain point, they just start taking too much time to repair.
Typically, how long does a combine last nowadays for an average farmer?
Well, I think you're starting to rebuild them after about 5 years. I usually buy them used, and I'll get another 10 or 12 years out of them.
Have the elevators been able to keep up with the demand this fall?
Yes. We haven't had the bottleneck that we had last year. We have unfortunately gone to short hours very early, as most farmers are finished with their harvest. It's kind of early, but I'm always happy if I'm done by Thanksgiving, and it looks like we'll make that in good order this year.
Well, you're just about one field away from being done, I understand.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're getting down here, so I'm just about to wind it up.
Tim, I want to thank you for taking time to be with us here and allowing me to ride along in this combine today. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're sure welcome. Anytime, Dave.
I've been visiting with Tim Cole with our Harvest Report in a cornfield a stone's throw from the WITY Towers on the south side of Tilton. And Tim, have a wonderful holiday season.
Hey, you too, Dave.
Coming up next, Greg Soyer will have our forecast on Ileana's Farm Choice, WITY.